Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I'm the community life pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we started our new series called Forged, where we're going to look at the book of Habakkuk. And during this series, we get to discuss some of the difficult questions that you and I will eventually be faced with. His name in Hebrew literally means to embrace or wrestle with. And that's what we get to see him do. For two chapters, we get to see him wrestle with God, asking God really why he's doing what he's doing. It deals with injustice and really what we should do when it feels like God isn't there. And we get to see him ask these deep, honest questions, but we also get to see that it leads to deep, honest faith. And the big idea is that strong faith is forged through the fire. We spent some time really around context, that he was in a time when Judah was falling more and more away from God and into idolatry. And then we spent our time just in the first four verses. And what you see here is a man who has a heart for God, a deep faith in God, but he's just confused and frustrated really about what's going on around him. What he sees doesn't line up with what he believes. And he asks these honest questions around, you know, why is God allowing this to happen around him? Why is he having to go through this? And does God even care? And does God even hear me? And what I love about these first four verses is that he's just raw and honest with God. Instead of hiding it, instead of keeping quiet and just going through the motions, he takes these deep, honest questions and emotions and even doubts to God. And if we're honest with each other, I bet most of us could say that we've been there. He had been crying out to God for a long time. He said, "How long will I cry and you will not hear?" And again, if we're honest with each other, I bet some of us would say we've been there too. But Habakkuk shows us a great example of what to do during that time when it feels like God isn't there. When we look at these first four verses, we can see what he was focused on. He was focused on the nature and character of God. He focused on the fact that God can do something, that he's in control, that God wants to do something, that he loves me, that he's for me. He wants to do something in me or around me. And the fact that God will do something, that he's faithful. He focused on who God is and remains to be, even when things don't make sense. And that's what we see him go deeper into in chapter 2, and then it turns to full-on praise in chapter 3 because he moved really from being focused on the problem with God to being focused on the person of God. I think we also learned something that's key for us. I think this shows us that prayer may or may not change your circumstance, but it will definitely change you. Habakkuk's circumstances didn't change for the better. His questions don't all get answered the way that he hoped that they would, but what you do see change is him. In this process of taking these deep, honest questions to God, his worry changes to worship. Because even though God didn't change his circumstances, he did meet him there. When you and I go through these difficult days that cause you to question God, we have an opportunity that Habakkuk didn't have. We have the opportunity to look at the cross. And the cross of Christ is the objective evidence of God's love for you. And if you take your eyes off the cross, then you might think that what you're going through is God punishing you for something you did or didn't do. But when you keep the cross at the center, right? The fact that when you were still in your sin, that Jesus hung on that cross for you, and because of that, you know that God loves you and is for you, then everything changes. And you start to see that whatever it is that you're going through isn't happening to punish you because all of God's wrath was poured out onto the cross. The cross means that you can rest assured that every difficult season of your life, God is doing something. And during those times, it's good and it's right to take those difficult questions to God for answers. Now, if you've been going through some difficult days and you've been holding, you know, that inside, I want to invite you this morning just to pray that to God because he loves you, he is for you, and he can handle those difficult questions that you have. I want to encourage you to go ahead, take some time this morning, just give those to God. Well, thanks for listening to the LifePoint DraftCast this morning. Hope it's been encouraging for you, and we look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. Have a great day.